Toscano, Sego, Sigoli, Ani. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM News. The generosity of Six Nations members, businesses, and organizations, as well as the surrounding communities, made for a very helpful Christmas and holiday season at the Six Nations Food Bank. From the Six Nations Development Corporation, A6N, and Chiefswood Park, who donated 55 turkey vouchers, 5 skids of water, and 2 truckloads of food to the Dreamcatcher's $10,000 gift, it all added up to an overwhelming time for the food bank, according to Board Chair Mary Montour.
As far as Six Nations Food Bank during Christmas, it was, in one word, overwhelming. It was phenomenal. It was something we've never experienced before and hopefully will continue to experience.
Having expressed there was a sixfold increase in food reliance at the food bank due to food inflation and COVID, the food bank was forced to distribute less to individual families during 2022. However, after doing an interview with the local Two Row Times newspaper, Montour says that got things rolling.
I was interviewed by a local paper about the food bank, and whatever was said, and I have to say thank you to that paper,
that it
really, really got the ball rolling as far as helping the Six Nations Food Bank and the Six Nations community. Words can't express how much I appreciate it. And sorry, I always get weepy. It means so much to so many people.
For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.